Our Lord warns us against false prophets. And we know that when our Lord speaks in the gospel, not only was he speaking to those who were present in his physical presence at that time in the past, but the words recorded by the evangelists coming from the mouth of our Lord were recorded under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We know that all scripture is for our salvation, and the primary author is the Holy Spirit. So we know our Lord's warning against false prophecy is a warning to us all. It is a warning for every age, and it is particularly pertinent to our times when so many claim to speak for God and in the name of God. Not too long a time, I think, on one of the cable channels, perhaps it's this Discovery Channel, I'm not sure, they're going to have a program on whether or not God created the universe, and Stephen Hawking is going to be the spokesman for God. Of course, he doesn't believe in God. There are many voices in the world who want to tell us what we should believe, who represent false idols, false gods that replace the one who is to speak and to guide us and to lead us into everlasting life. False prophecy comes in many forms, and the word prophecy here does not necessarily mean to tell the future or even to speak radically in some kind of charismatic voice of an extraordinary nature. Anyone who claims to speak in the name of God is either exercising a charism of sorts, either true or false. Pius the 12th in Mystici Corporis, his encyclical on the mystical body of Christ, talks about a false distinction between the institutional church and the charismatic church, as though there were two churches, or a true church and a false church. And this idea was that the true church, the one founded by Christ, was invested with this spontaneous grace, and that everybody was a prophet, and that the institutional church developed later on and got in the way of this prophetic grace of the church. And this false distinction was used by the modernists and by many of the destroyers that came in the wake of the Vatican Council, like Karl Rahner and Hans Küng. They were in their own right charismatics who believed that God had given them a particular grace to tell the church what it ought to believe and what it ought to do. And it denied this the role of the living magisterium to guide us, the institutional side of the church, to tell us and guide us in our belief and to identify us for us false prophets. And the church did identify Hans Küng as a false prophet and warned us to a large degree also about people like Karl Rahner, who brought a lot of discord and confusion into the church. So the modernists are false prophets, that's for sure. And then we have sometimes false mysticism as well, in which people claim to have charisms, extraordinary graces from God, that God speaks to them really, in some extraordinary mystical manner, yet they don't submit their charisms to the living magisterium. They claim that they don't need it, they don't need the guidance, and that God speaks directly with them. This is a very old heresy. It goes back to Gnosticism, but it reinvigorates itself throughout the ages, and it's at the heart, in a sense, of the Protestant heresy, at least certain forms of it, in which, you know, there is no mediating entity or institution between us and God. God speaks always to me directly. My relationship is with Him personally and exclusively, has a personal dimension. And there's no need of anything else. This is why certain sects, you know, claim ongoing prophecy. Why the Mormons at one point will say that polygamy is okay, and then later on it's not. Why drinking caffeine is okay at one moment, and then later it's not. Because this is the way God works with individual churches or prophets. But that's not the only way in which false prophecy exists, and where certain charismatic individuals sort of go off on their own course. We usually think about the charismatic intuition as belonging, strictly speaking, to the Protestants or to the Pentecostals, even the Catholic Pentecostals. But it's not true. The modernists are charismatics. And so are the traditionalists. The radical traditionalists are charismatics because they believe that they have this grace to tell the church what it ought to believe, to tell the faithful which popes they should believe and which popes they shouldn't believe, to interpret church documents the way that Protestants interpret the Bible, that they're going to tell us who are the real representatives of the faith and the ones who are not. And we are warned against false prophecy. The only church that exists is the living church. And the only living representative of Christ on the earth is the present Holy Father. And that's the only way the Roman Catholic Church works. It's the only way the Roman Catholic Church works. So people who come and pretend that they know better than the Pope are false prophets, pure and simple. And until the church at large begins to consolidate itself and reunify in that manner, the world is going to run amok with uncontrolled charismatics of whatever type, whether they're modernists, Pentecostals, or traditionalists. The church doesn't run that way. It never has, and it never will. May God preserve us from false prophets, and may our Blessed Lady bless our efforts to remain faithful to our Holy Mother, the Church.